stress is a very different biology than trauma. And when the body crosses that line, there is a very distinct physiological change that happens when the body goes from a stress response, something that's active, something that's driven by adrenaline, to a trauma response. And when that happens, the body needs certain things in order to resolve that, in order to process that, in order to come back to a full sense of safety.
Yeah.
Most people are not doing that. And so then the body gets stuck in this ongoing sense of, well, I think that the danger is still there. And this is what creates the trauma biology over time. And this trauma biology includes things like inflammation, includes accumulation of toxins. It includes a decrease in our lymphatic flow, a decrease in our whole detoxification system, nutrient imbalances, neurotransmitter imbalances. So all of these effects start happening on all the systems in our body. And when that happens, that then starts to become its own feedback cycle, because that same inflammation now is creating signals of danger to our nervous system. Yeah. And our neuroception, which is that background calculator of how safe am I or how much in threat am I, that I know how I need to be right now to respond to my current situation, it is constantly seeing signals of danger. And especially when these signals of danger are coming from inside of us, like brain inflammation, for example, that was a big biology of trauma piece for me personally. Our neurons are surrounded by inflammation. That is constant signal of danger, but at the level of life threat. And this is going to be keeping the body in a trauma response and that background sense of danger.